Well, good morning.
早晨。
It's great to be here again to share God's word with you all.
好高兴能够再一次喺大家当中嚟同大家分享神嘅话语。
Earlier, Pastor Enoch had asked me to share on the subject of Christian character.
Pastor Enoch 叫我想我分享关于基督教基督徒品格嘅一个题目。
So one of the first passages that came to mind in Scripture was from Romans chapter 12.
所以首先我想到的经文就是这个的罗马书第十二章。
And the first two verses are perhaps some of the most well-known verses in Scripture.
咁头两节嘅时候，都系可能系圣经当中最为人熟悉嘅一啲嘅经文。
And these verses speak of the idea of not being conformed to this world.
经文讲嘅重心系话唔好要效法呢个世界，
but rather being transformed and having a renewed mind in Christ.
而系要喺基督里面心意更新而变化。
And then in the latter parts of the chapter, it talks about what my translation, the ESV, categorizes as marks of a true Christian.
这章后半部所讨论到的，我认为是可以归纳为这个真正基督徒的表征。
And so this morning we'll be reading from the section of Romans in chapter 12, verses 9 through 13.
所以今天我们会读《罗马书》第十二章九至十三节。
And so we'll have our brother Thomas read this passage for us in Cantonese.
我会为大家来读出这一段的经文。经文是记载在《罗马书》第十二章九至十三节。爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Will you pray with me?
大家请一同嘅祈祷。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，我哋好感谢你嘅话语。
God, we thank you that this passage outlines for us, God, areas in our lives in which we should focus as Christians.
感谢你这段的经文给我们概述了基督徒生活当中需要关注的领域。
God, that as we see these things, then we might test and approve, God, where we are in our faith.
以至我们能够去测试和认可我们目前作为基督徒的光景是怎样。
So Lord, as we hear this message, I pray that you would encourage those that need to be encouraged.
求你在我们需要鼓励的地方来鼓励我们。
God, that you would also challenge those who need to be challenged.
在我们需要挑战的地方挑战我们。
God, that any who hear this message may grow more and more in the likeness of Christ.
令到听到这个信息的人都会寻求越来越变得像基督。
Lord, we pray that you would protect us from deaf ears and hard hearts.
保护我们免得受这个充耳不闻的心。
So that each of us may draw near to you.
使得我们每一个人都能够靠近你。
Speak to us now, we pray.
现在求你对我们每一个人讲说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's hard to believe that almost 14 years ago,
很难相信差不多14年前呢，
This was back when we were still living in California, and my wife and I were winding down from a long day of work.
咁呢个系翻翻去我哋以前住喺加州嘅时代。有一日，我同太太经过一天嘅忙碌嘅时候，要休息。
And so we were sitting in the bed and watching television.
咁我哋喺坐喺床上面睇电视嘅时候咧。
And suddenly, halfway, my wife again was halfway through her pregnancy of our first child.
嗰阵时，我太太已经怀咗我哋第一个嘅细路仔，大概有都差唔多五个月啦。
And so as we were watching the show, suddenly my wife Gloria, she kind of let out this little groan and said, "Ooh."
咁我突然间我哋睇睇下节目嘅时候，我太太 Gloria 咧话突然间发出一个惊讶嘅声音
Well, of course, being the good husband that I was, I asked her what was happening and if she was okay.
当然啦，作为一个嘅好嘅丈夫，我就问佢发生咩事啊？
Well, she said, She said that the baby was kicking and was turning like crazy in her womb.
咁佢话咧个 B B 咧喺个肚入边咧啊发咗癫咁样喺度踢佢同埋咧碌来碌去。
Well, up to this point, I had never really felt, you know, my baby. I'd only seen ultrasounds or heard the heartbeat at doctor's appointments.
喺呢个时候咧，我都未真真正正嘅感受过呢个嘅 B B 吓，我只系喺见医生嘅时候睇过呢个超声波同埋听到佢嘅心跳。
So my wife took my hand and she put it to her belly that I might feel some of the baby's kicks.
所以咧，太太将我手放喺佢肚上面，等我能够可听到呢个 B B。
But I didn't really feel anything.
但系我啲嘢都听唔到。
And so I was a little bit disappointed.
一啲嘢都感受唔到，我有啲咩失望。
Well, after a little bit of trying to see if I could feel anything, eventually I just laid my head on my wife's belly and we continued to watch our show.
咁咧又试咗好多次去感受呢个 B B 嘅时候啊，我都冇啦。咁我将个头放喺佢嘅肚嗰度，跟住咧我继续睇电视。
I guess my head is a little too fat or too heavy because all of a sudden I felt a huge bump brush across my head.
咁咧我头可能系太肥或者系太大啦，所以我觉得咧佢有个 B B 有啲嘢系。
And so I immediately jumped up and Gloria was looking at me and she asked, did you feel it?
我即刻成人弹起，咁Gloria啊，你咪感觉到个 BB 啦。
And I remember laughing and smiling so big because I had just experienced the most incredible act of creation, you know, or there's an amazing act of creation that I was experiencing.
我记得当时咧，我哇笑啊笑到好大好大声，咁咧，因为我经历过呢一个最令人不可思议嘅创造。
So then I proceeded to just push my head even further into her belly that I might feel more of these kicks, more of these signs of life in my child.
所以咧，我更加将个头再大力啲样揿落去佢嘅肚嗰度，嚟到去感受呢一个嘅生命嘅表征。
You see, even though I knew that my child was growing in my wife's womb.
大家明白吗？虽然我知道我 B B 喺我嘅太太嘅肚中嚟到成长
，It was a completely different experience when I actually felt that first move on my face.
但系当我能够感受到佢喺我面上面第一次嘅擦动嘅时候，嗰个系一个嘅完全不同嘅经历。
This was my child that was kicking me in the face.
呢个系我 B B， 佢一脚伸落我面上面。
And because of that, the pregnancy became all the more real, all the more exciting for me.
所以这个怀孕对我来讲变得更加真实，更加令我兴奋。
Well, I believe that God interacts with us in the same way.
我相信神用同样的方法同我们来互动。
You know, when God sees his people, I believe that he waits with that same eagerness and that excitement and expectation to see signs of life in us.
当神睇到佢嘅子民嘅时候，我相信佢用同样嘅渴望、期望嘅心嚟到等待，要睇到我哋喺佢嘅里面表扬出呢个嘅生命嘅表征。
He desires to see signs of life in the church.
佢亦都希望能够见到教会里面有生命嘅表征。
He wants to see Christians who are active in their faith.
佢想见到喺佢哋信仰上面活跃嘅基督徒。
He wants to see churches that are passionate for his name.
他要见到一个为他的名的缘故来到去有激情的教会。
I believe we just sang about that from the Chinese that I saw. 神的名字。
刚才在歌里面虽然 Pastor Patrick 不识中文他都知道大概都是唱这个意思。
He wants to see fellowships that are encouraging and building each other up.
他愿意见到令人鼓舞并且互相建立的相交生活。
And as we hear this message, I hope that we don't necessarily hear this as a rebuke.
我希望大家听的时候不是听出好像是一个的斥责。
Hopefully it's an encouragement and maybe even a challenge to keep on moving towards this trajectory.
而是一个的鼓励或者一个挑战去使到我们能够继续的去成长。
But I do want to say, if it does sound like a rebuke to us,
但系假若呢个系好似对我哋有一个斥责嘅话咧
，Well, perhaps this is the message we need to hear to help us reevaluate our life in God and our life in the church.
可能呢一个信息系话要你去重估你自己个人嘅生活、教会生活嘅状况系点样。
And my hope is that it will spur you on towards godliness in your life.
我希望这个能够激发你朝着敬虔的方面来前进。
So as we look at this passage, we're going to see signs of life in two main areas of the Christian's life.
当我们看这一段的经文的时候，我希望能够大家看到有两方面关于基督徒生活当中的生命表征。
Signs of life for the individual.
个人生命的表征。
And signs of life for the church.
教会生命的表征。
So first, let's look at these signs of life in the individual Christian.
首先我们看看个人生命的表征。
In the first verse, verse 9 of our passage, the Apostle Paul reveals three straightforward signs of life in the individual.
在我们所读的经文的第一节的时候提到，使徒保罗揭示了人生这个的生命三个直接的表征是什么？
The first is genuine love.
第一个是真正的爱。
The second is an abhorrence to evil.
第二个是厌恶邪恶。
And the third is holding fast to good.
第三个是亲近良善。
Again, it sounds very straightforward.
咁同系啦，听嚟好似好直接简单。
But as it often is, it's much easier said than done.
但系好老生常谈嘅就系话说来容易行事难。
This word genuine is translated from the Greek word anupakritos.
真正的这个词是由希腊文翻译过来的。
And as you hear this Greek word, it may in the English sound familiar.
这个 anupakritos 这个字听起来好像跟我们中英文有一个字很相似。
This word is a derivative from the Greek word hypokritos, which is where we get the English word hypocrite.
咁其实咧呢一个词咧系希腊文 hypocritos 嘅派生词，喺我哋英文译成咧 hypocrite， 中文亦即系话伪君子。
Now this Greek word hypocritos means to act on stage or to pretend。
希腊文 hypocritos 呢个词咧喺话讲到喺舞台上扮演或者系假装。
You see, in Greek theater, stage actors were known as hypocrites.
咁咧喺希腊嘅剧院里面咧，舞台嘅演员经常系被称为伪君子。
And so this word we see here, anhypokritos, means to not be a hypocrite or to be anti-hypocritical.
所以我哋睇到呢个字，佢 anhypokritos 咧呢个词系即系话唔好做伪君子或者系反伪君子。
And so what Paul is saying here is that our acts of love should not be like acting on stage.
所以呢度使徒保罗教讲俾我哋听，我哋嘅爱唔应该系假装出嚟嘅。
Rather, these acts should be completely authentic.
而呢一个嘅爱系真真正正正宗嘅。
We've heard the phrase before: "What you see is what you get."
我哋可能听过呢一个短句，就系话所见即所得。
And this is the kind of character that God desires for us.
这个其实就是神要我们在基督徒的品格上面的一个渴望。
That the love that you demonstrate on the outside is actually the love that you feel on the inside.
就是我们外在所表出来的爱，就是在我们里面所充满的爱所表彰出来的。
And who you are as people see you on the outside should merely be a manifestation of who you actually are on the inside.
人在外在看到我们是怎样的人的时候呢，其实应该是我们内在这个人的表彰。
Again, there's no acting involved.
再一次讲就是说不应该有任何假装。
There's no false pretense involved.
不会有任何的虚假。
But if we're being completely honest, I think we all understand how difficult of a command this is to live out day by day.
咁如果我哋老实一啲嘅时候，我哋睇到要我哋每一日去做出咁样嘅时候咧，系非常嘅困难。
This past year of 2020, we learned how difficult this was, even for some of the most admirable of Christian leaders.
在2020年，我们看到即使是令人钦佩的基督徒的领袖来讲，都是非常困难的。
Towards the end of last year, it was unfortunate to hear of two very prominent Christian leaders who were accused And then it was confirmed of sexual immorality.
去年近年底嘅时候，好不幸听到有两个非常之杰出嘅基督徒教领袖被指控，兼且之后系被证实喺性方面系有不道德嘅行为。
Again, looking from the outside, one of them being perhaps one of the most distinguished Christian apologists of our time.
咁喺外在嘅时候，我哋睇到有一个嘅其中有一个系呢个当代基督教嘅护教。学家非常之杰出嘅。
The other, a pastor of perhaps one of the largest churches in the United States.
另一个可能系教会喺呢个美国最大嘅教会之一嘅一个嘅牧师。
Once it was discovered that the accusations were true,
当呢个嘅指责被人证实嘅时候
，you can imagine the impact it had on their respective ministries as well as their legacies.
你可以想象到对他们的传道事工和他们人生的成全有多大的影响。
You can imagine the number of questions it raised from Christians and non-Christians alike about their character.
我们可以想象到在基督徒和非基督徒的时候都会是提问出有多少关于这个基督徒品格的问题。
Now the purpose of sharing this with you is not to point fingers because I am far from perfect.
我要提出的时候并非是要指责任何人，因为我自己都不完全。
But it's to remember that we always need to check ourselves.
但是这个是提醒我们经常都要对我们自己作出检讨。
No matter how good we might think we are,
无论我认为自己有多好
no matter,that we don't just check, you know, our lives on the outside.
我哋唔系要单单检视我哋外在嘅喺外面生嘅生活系点。
But rather that we are especially mindful of how we are living in the quietness and comforts of privacy or in our own homes.
我哋要刻意嘅去检讨一下我哋安静当中喺舒适嘅私人空间，或者甚至喺自己嘅家里面系嘅生活如何。
This call for genuine love is not the call to be perfect.
这个爱真正爱的呼唤并不是说要一个完美的呼唤。
But as much as possible to live a life of authenticity.
而是我们要尽力去过一个真实的生活。
To live a life that is above reproach.
是要过一个无可指责的生活。
And even though we may fail, and we will fail, that our lives demonstrate repentance and restoration.
而即使我们失败，我们是会失败的。我们的生活也都应该显出我们有悔改，同埋要同神恢复关系的心。
And so it only follows that to be genuine, then we must abhor or hate that which is evil and hold fast to that which is good.
因此我们需要循着这个的原则我们才能够去憎恶或者憎恨邪恶的善物。
And the contrast that we see in those two commands is so clear.
我们看到那两个命令的时候是这么的清楚。
One is to have such a distaste for evil and a sensitivity to sin.
一个是要对恶厌恶和对罪恶敏感。
The other is an utter dependency and clinging on to, that word is the idea of gluing to or cementing to that which is good and righteous and holy.
另一个是要完全依靠、坚持、坚守，原文是说黐住或者巩固，我们要坚守这个的良善、公义和圣洁的事物。
Again, I understand it's easier said than done, especially in this day and age, as there's so much on the internet and on TV and on our phones that capture and compete for our attention.
都是那句啦，做讲嚟容易做事难，因为呢个互联网、电视同埋我哋手机上面，实在有太多嘅嘢去吸引同埋竞争我哋嘅注意力啦。
But as we think about this, I challenge you to examine how we utilize, how do you utilize your time? Are you filling it with things that are good or things that are bad?
我呢个挑战就系话，我哋要察看点样我哋利用我哋嘅时间，我哋系咪用良善嘅事物嚟到去充实我哋自己嘅时间呢
？Do we find our lives constantly compromised with things that are sinful or even potentially sinful？
亦话我哋嘅生命系对有罪嘅或者可能有罪嘅嘢去妥协呢？
Is it even possible that maybe some of us have gone so far that we've even developed a taste, not a distaste, but a taste for sin rather than this distaste for sin?
甚至有啲嘅人去远离到一个地步，可能会对罪生产一种嘅品味，而唔系一种嘅厌恶。
As we strive for righteousness, we need to expunge or kill sin that is in our lives or influencing our lives.
在我们追求公义的过程当中，我们需要继续消除生活中或者影响我们生活的一些的罪恶。
Well, moving on, we also see another sign of life, which is zeal that we see in verse 11.
我们继续讲到第11节里面讲到的另一个表征就是这个殷勤火热。
When I was first reading these verses,
当我开头看这些经文的时候呢，
The word that first stood out that I thought would be a sign of life was serving.
生命的表征对我来讲的第一个意义，第一个字去我的脑海中出现的就是侍奉。
But as I look deeper into this verse, I began to realize that serving is not really the important thing that God is looking for.
当我再深入地看这些经文的时候，我就开始意识到侍奉并不是神真正所要看重的事物。
Because in many senses, anybody can quote unquote serve.
因为其实人差不多人人都可以叫侍奉，是吧？
Anybody can do the physical acts of serving.
任何人都可以做这个侍奉的动作。
If you put enough work into it, pretty much anybody could maybe learn to play piano or learn the guitar.
如果你能够肯放工一点嘅心机内嘅时候，我相信任何人都应该可以学到弹琴或者系弹吉他。
You can learn how to control the controls in the audio and video, or hand programs out, or you know, learn to change the slides in worship.
你会学识点样去控制个影音啊，派呢个节目表啊，或者系转换呢个嘅网上呢个嘅 slide 幻灯片。
It's not about the service.
咁所以重点并不在侍奉。
The important part of this verse is zeal.
而系重点系殷勤火热。
This might identify my age a little bit, but the word zeal reminds me of an old video game I used to play in college.
殷勤火热呢个字咧，令我谂起令我都会有啲老化嘅感觉，就系咧以前嘅时候喺大学嘅时代咧。玩嗰个嘅电子游戏机嘅游戏。
I see my brother Martin nodding his head. Maybe he knows this game. But there are these characters in this game called zealots.
咁啊，刘弟兄有少微笑啊，或者佢都知道啊。咁我呢个嘅游戏入边有呢个人物叫做狂热分子。
And as you point the mouse and click on these characters to control them, they would respond with these little sayings.
咁咧，你啲点击呢啲嘅人物嘅时候咧，佢会发出一啲嘅回应。
As you command them what to do, they would say, "My life for Ire," which is the name of their planet.
当你命令佢做啲乜嘢嘅时候，佢就话：，嘿，我要为 Ire 而活。Ire 就系佢哋嘅星球。
Or they would say, "All for the Empire."
又或者佢哋会讲话：，一切都系要为咗帝国。
Or they say, "Thus I serve."
又或者系：，嘿，所以我要服务。
And I thought about these things they say, and how does this apply to our lives?
当我睇到呢啲嘅时候，我谂下啊，点样嘅时候应用喺我哋嘅生命呢？生活咧
？Do we have the same mentality?
我哋系咪有同样嘅心态咧
？How often do we go through the ins and the outs of every single day, and do we think to ourselves, "My life for Jesus"?
我哋会过我哋每一日嘅日子嘅时候，我哋有冇谂到或者系去？讲出我要为耶稣而活。
The things that I'm doing is all for the kingdom of God.
我所做嘅一切都系为咗神嘅国。
Or when we're cooking or putting our kids to sleep, we say, "Thus God, I serve."
当我哋去煮餸或者我哋系暗我哋细路仔瞓觉嘅时候，我哋又话到啊，我呢做呢啲系为咗服侍神。
As followers of Christ, we must realize that our life is for Jesus alone.
作为基督嘅追随者，我哋必须意识到我哋嘅生命系为耶稣而活。
All of our services is to and for Jesus.
我哋嘅侍奉系要作喺耶稣嘅身上，为耶稣而作。
All that we do is for Jesus.
我哋所做嘅一切都系为耶稣。
And when our eyes and our hearts are fixated on Jesus and not on ourselves,
当我哋嘅目光同埋心神系注视喺神嘅身上而唔系自己嘅身上嘅时候咧。
Well, this is when true signs of life start to manifest within us.
生命真正的表征就在这个时刻在我们里面来彰显出来。
And God sees that passion and he gets so excited and overjoyed when he sees our hearts focused on the right things.
当神见到我们将我们的心放在正确的地方，他会非常之兴奋，非常之高兴。
So again, in verse 11, Paul warns the reader, do not be slothful in zeal.
在11节的时候，保罗警惕这些读者就是说，你要殷勤，不可懒惰 slothful.
Because with zealousness, there also needs to be action.
因为殷勤火热，也都需要用这个行为来到去证实。
Now that word slothful stood out to me, so I did a little bit of research on sloths.
这个懒惰 slothful 这个字呢在我心里面不断的转动，所以呢我都去做了一些研究。
Now, if you look them up on the internet, they're very, very cute animals, very cute faces.
这些的 sloth, 中文叫做懒熊，你如果在网上看的时候发现它们是很可爱的动物的。
But they literally hang on a tree all day.
但是基本上全日它都是将自己挂在树上。
According to one website I was reading, it says that the average sloth can move about 420 feet per hour.
在其中一个互联网的信息里面，我看到就是说，这些懒熊呢，每一个钟头大概可以移动420尺。
Now, if you translate or do the math, that translates to 7 feet per minute.
咁如果大家計條數嘅時候咧，大概啊每一分鐘我哋係大概七尺嘅啫。
Now in the case of an emergency, though, the sloth can accelerate to a full 900 feet per hour.
咁如果喺緊急情況底下咧，呢啲嘅懶熊咧可以好快好快咁每一小時行900尺。
This is in the case of if he feels threatened or he's going to be preyed upon, well, he can now move a full 15 feet.Per minute.
咁即系话佢嘅生命受到威胁啊！佢要走啦，有人攻击佢嘅时候，佢于是乎每一分钟佢可以走15尺。
Well, you can imagine this is not a very productive animal.
所以你可以想象到呢一只唔系一个好高产嘅动物。
Again, this movement is only if it actually has to move.
当然我系讲佢嘅喐动嘅时候咧，系佢真系有需要去喐动。
According to the site, sloths rest or sleep for 3/4 of a day.
照这个网站讲呢，大概这个懒熊这天呢，四分之三的时候都是休息和睡觉。
So the typical sloth actually travels no more than 125 feet per day.
所以一般上每一只的懒熊平均每一日是大概行125尺。
Well, that ends up equaling 5 feet per hour.
亦即系相对系话每一个钟头移动五尺。
Again, Paul says, "Do not be slothful in zeal."
再次提醒保罗话：殷勤不可懒惰。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be active in our faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋需要喺我哋嘅信仰上面积极。
Passion and zeal are wonderful, but it means nothing without action.
殷勤火热固然好，但系如果冇采取行动嘅时候，这个亦都系冇乜意义嘅。
I believe this is what the verse in the book of James is talking about.
咁我相信就系呢个雅各书所讲嘅
，where it says faith without works is dead.
信心没有行为是死的。
We need to be on the move and eager to learn and eager to serve.
我哋要保持前进，渴望学习，渴望侍奉。
May we not only have the passion and zeal to serve,
不但只喺用有呢个嘅火热同埋殷勤嘅去侍奉。
But may we be active and moving in our service.
更加就喺我哋嘅侍奉上面系积极同埋行动。
Well, next we transition then into the signs of life of the corporate body, the church.
咁我哋转到讲到我哋教会整体生活嘅表征啦。
And we see in verse 10 that our genuine love is to be expressed not for ourselves, but towards our brothers and our sisters in Christ.
在第十节讲到我们真挚的爱是不是在我们自己上面，而是做在我们教会兄弟兄姊妹的身上。
And it follows in the second part of verse 10, it says, outdo one another in showing honor.
我们讲到说要恭敬人，要彼此推扬。
The NIV translates this a little clear and says, honor one another above yourselves.
咁呢个国际新译本嘅时候嘅意思，大概讲到就系话，我哋要喺彼此之间，我哋要系将别人互相嘅尊重抬举高过你自己。
But I like this last paraphrase from Eugene Peterson's The Message, and he uses this idiom when he says, "Practice playing second fiddle."
Eugene Peterson 嘅聖經釋義入邊講到咧，佢用咗一句嘅言語就係話，你要學習點去演奏第二小提琴。
And I love the visual picture that it shows or that Peterson provides.
我好中意佢講嘅一句話，因為可以俾我哋睇到一個嘅圖片又圖像。
Particularly because in high school I was part of an orchestra program.
喺讀高中嘅時候，我係參加學校嘅樂團。
And over the course of my 4 years there, I bounced from the pianist to percussion, and then finally I landed at the double bass.
咁喺嗰4年入边咧，我由钢琴跳到去敲击乐，而最尾嘅时候，我就系选择咗低音提琴。
And as some of you might know, in orchestra there are so many instruments in the band and the strings, and every instrument has their own particular score.
大家都知道啦，樂團入邊有好多種唔同嘅樂器，而每一個演奏嘅人都有佢自己嘅樂譜。
Everybody has a part to play。
每一個人都係有佢自己嘅發揮嘅作用。
But the seat of honor belongs to the first violin, first chair。
但係呢個嘅榮譽嘅職位係屬於第一把小提琴，第一把交椅。
They are known as the concert master or the concert mistress。
佢哋係被稱為音樂會的大師。
And at the beginning, typically at the beginning and end of every song, that concert master would stand up and receive all the applause from the audience.
每一首嘅曲嘅開頭或者結尾嘅時候，呢個音樂會嘅大師都會企起嚟接受觀眾嘅鼓掌。
Again, Eugene Peterson writes, "Practice playing second fiddle."
再次提醒 Peterson 話要練習演奏第二小提琴。
At the heart of this idiom, playing second fiddle, is the notion of allowing others to be honored before yourself.
在这个的演奏第二小提琴，这个的言语所重讲的核心呢，就是要让别人在你之前来到去受到尊崇，尊敬。
It's thinking of others ahead of yourself.
想着别人先于想着自己。
It's not that others are necessarily better than you,but it's rather honoring others instead of going back to the natural inclination of just wanting to honor yourself.
这个意思未必别人是比你真的好，而是说你应该是跳出这个的倾向，是去表彰自己，而不是表彰人。你要胜过这个的倾向，去表彰别人。
Having 4 kids at home, we often run into the situation in which there's one last dumpling or one last chicken nugget on the plate.
咁咧，我屋企有四个细路仔，所以好多时候都会去到呢个情况，就系碟上面有最后只有最后一嘅饺子或者最后一块嘅鸡块。
And oftentimes the younger ones will suddenly reach out to grab that last one.
最细个嘅好多时候一嘢咁就即刻伸只手出去立咗最后一件。
It's the natural human tendency to want what's best for yourself.
这个是一个很自然的人性，将最好的东西给了自己。
But we have to stop them and teach them to think of others, to ask others first before taking that last piece of food to satisfy their hunger.
所以我們要教導他,你們拿的之前,你要去想想別人,問別人,然後不要就是按照自己的肚腹的慾念去拿最好的快,或者拿最好的東西。
I found that to be a very Chinese thing, right, Thomas?
這件事是很,不知道是不是特別是中國人的特性了。
Well, even as a concert master, they also know what it means to play second fiddle.
即使這個音樂會的大師,他都懂得怎樣演奏這個第二小提琴。
As they stand there and the audience is giving their applause,
當觀眾鼓掌,他們起身的時候,
well, rather than accepting all that praise for themselves,
這個音樂大師不是將所有的榮譽歸給自己,
well, instead, they signal to each section to also stand and to be recognized for their play.
他向樂團的不同的section,不同的樂手來到去
As a church, we should be in the regular practice of lifting one another up and encouraging and praising one another.
作為一個教會的時候,我們應該經常都去互相的提拔,互相的鼓勵和稱讚。
But not out of a false modesty.
當然,這個不是出於虛假的謙虛。
Again, we should not be acting here.
我们不应该装假,
but rather having the genuine heart to want others to be blessed and encouraged and lifted up.
而是有一个真诚的心去希望别人得到祝福和鼓励。
The pastor should not be the sole person receiving praise in the church.
牧師不應該成為教會裡面唯一一個是得到這個讚揚的人。
As we saw in the previous example earlier, that this can easily lead to pride and arrogance and narcissism.
就好像我們前面所說的事例一樣,這個時候很容易會導致驕傲、自大,甚至是自戀。
But it's not just pastors. Any one of us can be susceptible to these feelings and desires to be recognized.
但不僅僅是牧師,即使我們每一個人都容易落到去被想去被人讚揚的感覺和渴望。
So in our zeal to serve, we should be seeking out ways not to lift up ourselves, but to lift up our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这个火热的侍奉的过程中,我们应该想想,不要怎样去提升自己,而是要提升其他的弟兄姊妹。
And so it says in verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
就好像第十三节里面所说,圣徒缺乏要帮补,客要一味的款待。
Our first inclination as a follower of Christ should be to seek out ways in which we can be a blessing to others.
作為基督的追隨者,我們的初衷應該是去怎樣找出可以成為別人祝福的方法。
So if you're so fortunate enough to have maybe an excess time in your days,
所以我們假如很蒙祝福,我們有額外的時間。
Or maybe you have excess resources. Or excess gifts, spiritual gifts that God has given you. May we be using those things to take initiative to reach out and to serve or to disciple those who have needs. Having been in church my entire life,
我一生人都在教会里面度过,
and now having worked or served in the church over half of my life,
在教会工作侍奉亦都有我一半的人生。
Occasionally I've heard this statement from people coming in and out of the church.
久不久我都听到一些来教会或者出教会的人所说的话。
Well, I don't really feel like I'm getting much out of this church.
我不觉得我在这间教会得到些什么。
I don't feel like I'm being fed anymore at this church.
I
Rarely did I hear the question, well, I wonder how I could serve or how I might use my time to contribute to the felt needs of this church.
但好少聽到人嚟去問話，啊，我想知道我可以為教會做啲乜嘢呢？又或者我可以為教會啲嘅迫切嘅需要作出啲咩嘅貢獻呢？
Well, it reminds me of the famous quote from President John F. Kennedy when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for this country.
这个令我想起金乃迪总统一句名句，就是说不要问这个国家能够为你做什么，要问你能够为这个国家做什么。
And if you were to replace that word country with the word church,
我将刚才的说话里面国家这个字用教会来代替。
Well, it reminds us that being part of a church is not about being served, but it's learning how to serve.
这个就是告诉我们，提醒我们在教会里面，我们不是要怎样去被服侍，而是要学习怎样去服侍。
Just as the early church experienced it in Acts,
就好像《使徒行传》里面讲到初期的教会的生活。
In Acts chapter 2, it says that they sold everything that they had and they distributed it to all that had needs.
第二章讲到他变卖了所有的东西，来到去将它分给一些有需要的人。
And so I challenge all of us here that we might break the trend of asking the question, well, what do I get out of this?
所以我想向给大家一个挑战，希望大家能够打破这个只是懂会问我可以从我可以得到什么这个的趋势和潮流。
And instead, change it to, how can I contribute to this?
而改去问我可以有什么去做的贡献的。
As I shared at the very beginning of the sermon,
就好像我的讲道开头的时候，讲章开头的时候讲到，
As I felt those little kicks of my baby girl in Gloria's womb.
当我感受到 Gloria 肚入边我个 BB 嘅脚踢。
You know, I became so excited as I felt these first signs of life of my daughter.
我好兴奋，因为我感觉到我嘅女儿嘅生命嘅表征。
And I believe that many of us here in this congregation in our church, we've experienced these kicks, you know, of signs of life.You know, in this congregation, and it's exciting to see and experience.
咁我相信我哋都好多弟兄姊妹喺广东堂入边呢段日子都会经历到好多嘅脚踢。
All these signs of life are indication of growth in the individual and in the church family.
咁去感受到呢一啲教会一个嘅大家庭里面嘅生命嘅表征。
But it does need to be said that over time.
但我需要讲的就是说时间来了之后
If all I was able to experience as far as signs of life in my child were just these little kicks in my wife's womb, well, that would be a bit of a letdown.
假如我一日子长了的时候，我仍然都是我的 BB 对我的生命的表征，只不过在我太太的肚里面是这样踢踢着脚的时候，可能都是有些失望的，是吧？
As a father, I should want so much more for my children.
作为一个父亲的时候，我希望在我儿女身上得到更多东西。
You know, now my daughter is almost 14 and is entering into high school soon.
那我的女儿14岁了，高中。
You know, I've witnessed so many stages of progression in her life and all of my other children's lives.
我目睹她人生里面很多的阶段。其他小孩的人生阶段
，from their first words，
由佢哋识讲嘅第一句说话
，to their first steps，
到佢哋踏出嘅第一步
，to having their child dedication at our church，
到佢哋喺教会入作呢个嘅孩童奉献
，to learning their first song or their first verse or saying their first prayer，
到佢哋学识第一首嘅歌读第一段嘅经圣经或者系到第一次的祷告
to eventually leading them to Christ and they accepted them into their own hearts.
以至到他们能够去认识耶稣，接受耶稣，进入他们的心当中。
This past year, one of them getting baptized.
咁啱过呢一年，我哋当中其中有一个细路仔咧，我其中一个细路仔咧系受浸。
Now my oldest is serving in Promised Land, and my two youngest are helping me to sing songs for children's worship.
我最大嗰個喺呢個嘅 Promised Land 嚟到去侍奉，而我最細嘅兩個咧，經常喺我每次啊唱歌大崇拜、兒童崇拜嘅時候，都一齊嘅伴唱。
Well, these are all signs of life that I've seen in my children that make my heart full.
呢啲都係我從呢啲細路仔生命嘅表徵裏面所得到我嘅心裏面嘅滿足。
Again, I feel that God sees us in the same way.
同樣，我覺得神都係咁樣。
He's experienced these many kicks that we are experiencing here, but he doesn't want us to stop there.
神已經經歷過我哋好多嘅腳踢，但係佢唔希望我哋只係停留於腳踢。He
wants so much more for us.
佢希望從我哋身上得到更多，我哋能夠做更多。
He wants us to continue to grow more and more individually and as a church family.
佢希望我哋能夠喺個人嘅生活、教會嘅生活裏面，能夠不斷不斷嘅成長。
For the sake of time, I'm going to skip to the song, Signs of Life. This is a song that was written by a Christian artist, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
咁咧，因為時間嘅關係，我跳到一段一首嘅歌，就係呢個嘅基督徒嘅歌手Chapman所寫嘅一句嘅歌曲。
And it was titled Signs of Life.
咁咧，個歌名就係生命嘅表徵。
And then this last chorus of the song, he sings this.
咁喺最後嘅副歌嘅時候，佢唱到以下嘅歌詞。
Thomas, if you wouldn't just mind closing and reading that chorus in Cantonese, thank you.
Okay, sure. Okay, 這些是表徵，這些是生命嘅表徵，證明內心有活潑信心嘅愛，這些是生命的表徵，憐憫和關心。 使这个世界不断的转动，这些是生命的表征，一种发自内心的爱，是神的恩典留下了印记。这些是生命的表征，从仆人手中伸出无条件的付出，这些是生命的表征，这是内心信心爱的明证，这是生命的表征。
I hope those words were an encouragement to you to continue to move forward in zeal and passion for His name.
我希望呢啲嘅歌詞能夠推動到大家繼續殷勤火熱嘅侍奉、前進、成長。Let's
pray.
我哋讓我哋祈禱。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word.
天父啊，我哋再次感謝你嘅話語。
God, I thank you for this Cantonese congregation that has demonstrated so many signs of life in so many areas of ministry.
我為到廣東堂的弟兄姊妹感謝你，他們在很多事工的領域當中都表現出生命的表徵。God,
many in this congregation who have been serving for so many years.
我們當中有很多人在侍奉做了很多年。
But I pray that they would never be satisfied with where they're at right now.
即是已經侍奉了多年，但是永遠不會對自己的現狀感到滿足。God,
always striving for more areas in which we can grow and demonstrate signs of life.
繼續努力爭取在更多不同的領域裏面能夠成長，並且顯出生命的表徵。God,
both individually and as a church body.
不論係我哋個人或者係身體整體、教會整體。
God, may we have an unwavering zeal for your name.
我哋都願意，我哋大家都為你嘅名存著呢個堅定嘅殷勤火熱。
That we might serve you wholeheartedly.
驅使我哋能夠全心全意嘅為你奉獻一切。
God, we thank you for all these things and pray this in Jesus' name.
多謝神你所有嘅一切，我哋奉耶穌基督名求，阿門。
Amen.